The $1,500 bonus comes from the district's federal pandemic relief money. All full-time employees got it last Friday, except for the bus drivers. Now, they'll be getting it on October 1st after the board unanimously approved an agreement to award them the bonuses. School board president John Arnella says they were delayed because the district is still negotiating a contract with the bus drivers' union, but that the board didn't want to shortchange the drivers as the work they do is important. Drivers present during the meeting applauded the agreement, but also criticized the board's actions and called it a bully tactic. Union President Moselle Bowen says he was told drivers would not receive the bonuses until a contract was agreed to. He thanked the board for approving them separately, but said it should have happened sooner.
It's almost like we have to beg the corporation to do right by the bus drivers.
Like many districts across the country, South Bend is facing a shortage of school bus drivers. The district is offering sign-on bonuses, but 18-year veteran Pamela Lewis says they should pay higher salaries to the current drivers.
We don't care to be told we're part of Team South Bend, but then treated like the last kid to get called for dodgeball.
Contract negotiations are continuing. Jacob Lazaro, WVPE News.